Inconsistent.
Ready? You ready, puta?
Yeah.
All women. I can't trust you with the fucking social media. You just follow women. That's it.
Actually, there's way more guys that I follow. It's crazy.
I was waiting for him to say that. He just exposed himself, ladies and gentlemen.
I was about to show you receipts, nigga.
I knew it was coming.
I should have let him. I was. You're such an idiot.
I follow more men, actually.
No, men follow me more.
All right.
This is how true it is. Look. Look at this shit. I get notifications. I was on last night. I already checked. But when I look at the people that view my pro, I can't even view it. All right, well, that was that.
Well, you're lying. All right.
I'm a liar, apparently. That's all I'm good for.
All right.
I got to hit this nigga up.
News.
Actually, look, here we go. The one girl.
Woman?
One, two, three. Three, I got three, nigga. All dudes. Look at this nigga.
Exposed.
Exposed, baby. Because they see me talking shit and just having whatever regular deckle on the chat, and they're like, wait, what is this guy?
Men are more supportive than women. 100%.
Men are more supportive than...
Men are more supportive to other men than women are to men.
Men are more supportive to other men. Or in general. Wait. So is that fair to say that women are more supportive of women?
That's no, the they shit? Hate each other. Women hate each other on the low. You know what I'm saying? Men, like, if I see a guy that's been working out or something, I say, wow, you look good. And that I may be the only person that's ever told him that. You know what I mean?
Why is that?
I don't know. In church yesterday, I saw somebody like, yo, you lost some weight? And, you know, you can see him blush. He was like, oh, no. A little bit, I guess. I've been trying. No woman is going to say, wow, you look like you lost some weight. Women don't do that. Men do this all the time. When I work out with guys in the gym, I'm like, wow, your arms look shredded when you did that just now. And they're like, thank you. You're really good, man. Your effort's really showing.
But you're still not explaining why you think that is.
Oh, it's just psychology. This is the way people are. Men form hierarchies. Women don't do that. Women do like social type. We're all equal. We got to share. Men don't do that. And when men are in a group, what do? All right, who's going to do what? Imagine we were stuck in a desert island. What do? All right, who's going to get the fish? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Oh, he's good. He wants to go fishing, but he's better at climbing trees. So why don't you go get the coconuts? It's probably your better job is to get coconuts. So we kind of like figure out who's best for the job. So it's easier for us to say, oh, wow, you're really good at that. Because we notice it. Women are not like that. They try to do everything even. Oh, we should all farm and make this. Oh, we should all go fishing. That's the way women do. They want to do things together in a group.
I can agree with that. But when they're in the group, they want to be the only one.
No, they want to be special.
They want to be the only one.
In the group, they want to be by themselves. They don't want to be in a group.
So what I noticed on the... Because it's a dating platform, right? And naturally...
I'm just talking about psychology.
So am I... But that's part... forgive me if I agree that it's the same shit. These niggas are in this platform. And naturally, it's a dating thing because you got men and women. So there's this... For men, there's this... I got to shine the most to be the coolest guy here for all these ladies.
Competitive, yeah.
Right? And for girls, it's like... All these bitches need to go.
They're jealous. It's different.
Do you see the difference?
Men are competitive. They form hierarchies. Women are like that.
So women is like, all these bitches got to go.
Yeah, they're jealous. All right. Enough of that gay crap.
Enough of that gay crap. I'm trying to sign into Instagram.
All right. So rumor has it.
Ooh.
I don't know if you saw recently the Razr came out. Remember the Razr? The phone? Do you remember the Razr?
Do I remember the Razr? Yeah, the really thin phone.
The one that flipped open? It was still a clamshell, remember? Even after the freaking Androids and iPhone came out, they still kept... Remember the last one was like touch, like haptic feedback? They're the ones that started that. So when you touch the button, it just... Bzz, 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 bzz. They're the ones that started that. Oh, God.
Was that... Why do you think they did that?
They were still trying to hold on to their brand. You know, even we, though we don't have remember that. At the time, it was Androids, even BlackBerry was still around. Remember, they were still trying to. We were still. The world was still trying to figure out. You know what I'm saying? What operating system is better?
We still have it though.
The Razer. Oh, every iPhone. What are you talking about? You have what?
It's like me right now. I'm typing mad shit. No, what I'm saying, the hype is the feedback thing. It's still on the phone. You still have that feature on the phone when you type.
Oh, but they started it, what I'm saying.
Why?
With the haptic feedback?
Why?
Because when they made the phone, it didn't have buttons. They took the buttons away.
Like, what was the purpose of it? That's my
question. So you could know you actually pressed it. Because otherwise, you're just touching something flat. You're like, is it receiving my signal? With the haptic feedback, you know, okay, it's receiving. So if it doesn't do that, you know something's up.
So if it doesn't do that, that means it's just confirming that you're not hitting it.
Exactly.
You're like, or hitting something.
Yeah. So that versus that, the freaking touchscreens adapted that. Remember the first like Android iPhone, you touch the button and just, you don't feel the click, 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 click. It didn't do that. You visually, you saw it, but it didn't, the phone didn't vibrate.
Yeah.
You know? So now, you know, you hit something, this little click, little click.
In other words, it was like dead silence for a little bit.
Yeah. So Razer started that. So Razer came back and the sales are pretty good. And you know Razer.
But that's Android.
No. It's his own operating system. Oh. This means people are leaving Apple and Android and going to an operating system that's so low. Which is interesting. Because you would never expect that. And so people started talking about this. And one of the things they said, and I tend to agree, is that T-Mobile should bring back the Sidekick. If the Razor's coming back and people are willing to ditch Androids and iPhones for it, if you bring the Sidekick, guaranteed people are going to drop iPhones and Androids for a Sidekick.
They should bring back the Sidekick.
I think I would leave my phone for a Sidekick.
Just because it helps the people with Tourette's. No, is it Tourette's?
ADHD, you mean?
No, where they have that clicking, like, you know, remember the fidget spin and shit?
ADHD.
It's not ADHD.
What is it then? Go ahead.
Let's
see how long it takes to make a word up.
I'm going to go with it's the bullshit that society feeds us.
But yeah, the freaking clack, 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 clack. Oh, I missed that. I can feel it when I do it like this. You just push, remember you just push down with your thumb? Just, you flick down and it goes.
And it was it. A sound. It was a
whole. It was a motion.
When it hits the wall.
Do you remember there was a Sidekick that didn't do the click click? It was a slide up and slide down.
A Sidekick that didn't do the click
click. It just slid up.
The H1.
And it's, I don't know.
The G1.
No, not the G1. I'm talking about the Sidekick. It slid up and it slid down. And everybody was like, we need the click click. We don't want the slide up and slide down.
Slid up.
And I don't know if you remember when you slid it up, the keyboard was a little bit smaller than the other ones. For some reason, like it couldn't go all the way up.
Yeah, because
because it needed space design. Or whatever. Yeah, and then the last Sidekick they made, remember, had Android operating system, and everybody was like, "It's not the Sidekick anymore. It's basically a Samsung phone with a Sidekick flip." And everybody, we didn't want that. We wanted a Sidekick. Even though I think that if they did do a Sidekick, they probably should use an Android operating system. They just need to be customized. That's all.
Right. Make it. Stand out.
Little. Make something. Do something to it. Make it different. Don't make it a standard Android, because then what's the point of getting a job? I might as well just get a regular phone.
So one of the things that's annoying is when you're typing and
imagine typing on a keyboard again,
but the screen stays the full size.
So good.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
blocked by
the keyboard's not covered. You have the screen so you can type. So good.
And it's annoying because sometimes in certain apps, like, don't ask me which ones, but in certain apps, when I'm typing, the app doesn't really interface with the IO software. So people will be typing or something will pop up and the keyboard is blocking it. And you're like trying to write, but you're like, fuck, there's a new comment. You know what I mean? I gotta like drop the keyboard down
so you can read it. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So annoying. Not every app, but one or two apps are like update your shit, bro.
Because I think they should definitely bring back the Sidekick.
When is the new iPhone coming out?
I think when Dune's coming out soon. I think like, I don't know, soon. I got this last one, and the new one's like, I feel like it's a little bit faster. I'm like, it's pretty fast. I don't have to worry about it. I don't need the speed. I don't need the freaking millisecond. I don't need that.
It's crazy you say that because I was trying to fuck with the iPad that I have, the iPad 2.
Wow.
Wow.
That must have been like
the word. So I was like, you know what? The most important thing was gathering the information that I had saved there, like photos and shit with me and my son, blah, blah, blah. So I got that. I was able to save that, mirror it. I don't know how the fuck I did it, but I got it, figured it out. And then I reset the whole thing. I did a factory thing, updated everything. That shit was like, bro, I can't even go on Indeed and look for a job. Yeah. Indeed was like, sorry, your browser's not up to date.
Yeah, we don't support that.
We anymore. Don't support you anymore. So it's literally like a relic stuck in nothingness.
So it's funny. So I have.
I can't download apps. I can't access my account. It's literally like this thing.
It's just a thing. I have an old Android tablet. It's like this big. And I was doing something called Blockade at work, where it's kind of like you just park the truck there for a while. So you're kind of just stuck there. The first day I did it, I was messing with my phone the whole time. And you know how you could kind of like put the screen small so you could watch a video while you're doing something else? And I was like, I want the video bigger. So I that night, I looked for it and I found it. This old tablet, I charged it. I opened it up. I was like, bro, this is ancient technology. But I erased everything and I just put YouTube and that was it. That's all I need, YouTube. I connected, you know, through my phone with
the
hotspot. And then I just played videos and I was like, you know what? It's fine. That's all I needed it for. I just needed an external screen. It's like,
and it works good.
That's it. I mean, it was a little slow. It's freaking old. But for once the video starts going, it's pretty much good until you need to stop it or something. You just let it rock, you know? And I was like, you know what? There's a few tablets out there I'm sure you can rock with still. But Sidekicks, man, I think they should just go for it. You know? I think maybe if they partnered with a different phone company. Imagine they do it with Huawei. Imagine these the Huawei operating system. That'd be nuts. There'd be conspiracy theories all over the place. But like China's spying on us now.
There's like a company that Tucker advertises, a cell phone company called, I think it's called Unplugged. It's its own operating system.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's a kill switch with the bat. So instead of that stupid switch that you have for no reason on your phone, there's a switch that they have a switch like that that kills, disconnects the battery. Like it cuts the power source from it. You know what I mean? So the government's not truly following
you. I miss those things where you can unplug your battery
and take it out.
They don't do that no more.
They want you to be on all the time. So with this phone, it's like da 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 da. And I was thinking about getting because I'm like, but then I'm like,
you're gonna hate it.
Fuck is watching me.
Yeah, they don't care about us.
They don't care about us. Yeah. We're not even on the totem pole.
If you see somebody with that phone, it's either one of two things. They're a conspiracy theorist.
100%.
Or they're in some shit. They're deep in something.
100%.
That's it.
There's no.
It's not somebody that's like, I just like that phone. I just like the operating system. That's it. Those people don't exist.
You're not willing to change the whole way people talk to each other, whether you're Android or you're on the iPhone side of the operating system to fucking decide to go rogue.
Yeah, yeah, no. There's either something's going down or you're a hardcore conspiracy theorist. You think the government's watching you for what reason?
God, and the way Tucker explains it, it's like, oh, your conversations are encrypted, true encryption. From these servers that are not, you know, they their oath is privacy, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, wait, so if it's encrypted on my side and I want to text you, for example, do you have to download this special app? Now I got to force everybody that I fucking talk to download this app because I want it to be private?
Well, that's what freaking WhatsApp is. You got to have it if you want me to talk to you. Oh, so speaking of the iPhone. Speaking of the iPhone, that's your iPad making noise over there.
If it sounds like that, that's pretty good.
Speaking actually. Of the iPhone, the hardware to me, I mean, I don't know. I don't pay attention to the hardware anymore. I think we're at the point now where I don't need to pay attention. Unless they're using some sort of quantum physics that doesn't matter to me. It's the same thing, all phones. So to me, it's a software. But the software, I don't need your hardware. For like 5 generations, I don't need to update my hardware.
Yeah, because it works.
Yeah, it works. Just like your iPad 2 you're talking about.
That shit does not.
But if you had a freaking. That's too. I don't even know what iPad they're up to now. But if you're like 4 generations behind, it doesn't matter.
I feel like they started restarted the numbers. That's how old that shit is.
But the operating system, you could just get it. eventually, you know, when they put the phone out, they release the operating system you can download.
Yeah, but with the iPad 2, for example, it doesn't work with anything. Like, it is too, the technology is way too old. And it's probably either coding or whatever. I don't even think it's a hardware issue per se. I think it's just like, it has to be a hardware issue if it can't download the software. Like, the way the numbers are arranged can't be stored in the microchip. Like, what the fuck are we talking about?
The program's too big, probably. Too buku.
Oh, it's bro, I wiped it. Like, nothing's on there. And every program I turned on, it's like, sorry. Yeah. I was like, wait, the web browser? Like, an internet website? I'm pretty sure I probably couldn't even go to a broke ass website, the basement.
But,
or GED's grid.
The one thing about the new operating system is that they said they integrated ChatGPT to it. Meaning, like, they have a contract with ChatGPT that it's not external anymore, like it is now. Like, if you open your ChatGPT app and talk to it, it goes to a server, does whatever it does, and come back to you. On this one, it's on the phone, so you don't even need internet access to mess with ChatGPT. So that's pretty crazy.
I was talking about this last night in the group chat, saying that eventually, and we've discussed this, you know, they're going to be eliminating passwords and everything's going to be biometrics. That's when the walls have screens, the coffee shop has a bunch of tablets that stay there that you just, and everyone's going to have like the smartwatch that has your main function, calling, texting,
messaging. It's going to be like Star Trek, bro.
It's going to be
you just pick up the tablet, whatever it is.
Where you pick up the tablet at the bookstore, at the supermarket. You know what I mean? You sit down and you wait for the food that you ordered. You know what I mean? You do it now in restaurants. The waiter comes in and the waiter's just like, hello, motherfucker. The tab is right there, nigga. What, you know?
Order yourself.
You need something else in me? You're having a great day?
Oh, I think you did Chinese impression.
No, bitch. Don't be a racist. I was like,
whoa.
But yeah, that's what you reminded me of this video right here, of like microchips. Look at this shit. Have you seen this shit? They zoom in into a microchip.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And the guy goes in, it's like, bro, how much smaller are we talking about here?
So
bro,
that's, if I remember correctly, that's the microchip that's in the new iPhone.
The one that's coming out?
Yeah.
Like right there, I'm amazed.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
I'm amazed right here.
And right now I'm like, whoa, it's crazy. That's insane. Wow.
Everything from here on is like, nah, how far is this thing going?
It almost looks impossible. Right?
It almost looks,
it's like there's no way it's going that far. This is insane.
It's like those drawings that people be doing that, and then they,
it goes
in
even further. That's fake, right? It's so far, bro.
Talk about,
that's insane, right? It's like unbelievable. Oh, that's insane.
And it keeps going. It's like, what is in there?
That's a ladder. Like, there's a six ladders.
Six ladders and a railroad track.
A couple parking spots. That's nuts, bro.
That's almost hard to fathom.
But that's why they say that they've hit the limit. Because they're saying now if they bring any closer, the
electricity,
it just hops over. Yeah, so they're like, we're at the limit.
How is the electricity not hopping over something that freaking small?
Very low.
Mind you,
that's why our batteries last so long.
How big is this chip? How big are chips?
I don't know.
Like, what's the size compared to?
Toma. That's actually a pretty big chip, though. That's like a computer chip, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right? A computer chip.
Like a motherboard, yeah.
So like that's like a half dollar?
Yeah, that's about right.
In size, right?
But still, the amount he zooms in is insane. What else we got here? You've heard about... Okay. Jesus Christ. All right. The Chase money glitch that's going around the internet right now. And when I was younger, I remember this quote-unquote glitch that everybody's talking about, where somebody would be like, yo, I'll give you a check for $10,000. All you got to do is cash it for me and you can keep 60% and just give me 40. Right? So I'll give you a $10,000 check. You keep 6,000, just give me 4,000. Just cash it out for me. I just don't have a bank account to do me the favor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So pendejitos and pendejitas will take the check for some random person.
If you need someone to cash a check, you heard?
Yeah.
There are people out there.
So they did that, right? This back in the day, they did that. Mess up the whole credit history. They can't open up a bank account because the check bounced. People were doing that now, thinking, this new generation thinking, oh, it's a glitch. Because over the holiday weekend was a long time before the banks opened. So Chase had this thing. Apparently, somebody hacked Chase and unlocked this feature saying that if You know when you deposit a check from somebody, they'll be like, all right, the check's for $10,000, but we're going to give you $3,000 for now until the check clears, then we'll give you the rest.
Right, right. What
I forgot what that's called.
It's like...
Yeah, like we'll let you
have... Like an advance.
Yeah. But something happened with Chase.
And the rest is on hold.
What happened with Chase was they're like, we're going to give you all of it right now. So people will walk into the freaking Chase or the ATM, deposit the check for $10,000 or whatever, then immediately withdraw the full $10,000. So people were writing checks, their own check from their own account, writing $10,000, depositing and taking the cash and thinking, oh, it's a glitch. I can write whatever I want. People were taking out hundreds of thousands of dollars. So Monday was a holiday. Sunday, obviously, Chase is closed. Come around Tuesday, Chase was down $95 million from people doing this all over the internet.
What? Chase Bank is referring check fraud glitch incident to authorities. A recent viral trend on social media encouraged people to deposit checks for amounts they didn't have and withdrew money before the checks bounced.
Yeah. So people did it. Like, just like back in the day where somebody would be like, yo, take this check and do this for me. Da-da-da. People got caught with that. People found out from online. They started writing their own checks and doing it. Chase came back, found out all the people that did it, started investigations. I should probably check if that's true, what I'm about to say right now. Apparently, they put out warrants for arrest for 17,000 people. Because people weren't just taking out $500, $300. They were taking out $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. Thinking, who in the right mind is thinking, yeah, Chase is not going to even know that they gave me money. $50,000.
So I don't see anything.
Oh, I just arrest warrant issued to scam that targeted. No, no, that's not
something
the
different. A man Chase arrested Bank. Has nope.
No. Just put Chase Bank. I don't know. You're right there. Don't write news. Arrest. Stealing people money from Chase ATM were just plain check fraud. Yes.
Is old.
Yeah, he's old. But delete news. You're already on the news tab. Old man.
I want to make sure she understands me.
Could face fraud charges.
Could, so nothing was sent down. Okay.
Yeah, but this is 5 days ago. Isn't there like, go to more.
More's
Yeah, but go to
you
news.
You want to read a book about it?
Go to more. Give me this. You grandpa.
I already went to news. There's more separate. He thought that it changed with this guy's written.
Oh, sorry. Man. Is Sony like that on the phone?
Yeah, so that's rumor. And, you know, for that to go out is like each person has to pay back what they took. That's it.
They're not. People spent money already. Think about it. They had days.
It's not that. Listen.
Chase is basically like, if you don't pay us back, first of all, I was watching lawyers online. They're like, even if you pay Chase back, you're going to jail because you committed check fraud.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to pay it back. That's it.
And Chase.
Or you go to jail.
No, you're going to jail even if you pay it back, the lawyer's saying. He goes, because you've committed, because the Chase is registered with FDIC, which is federal agency. Yeah. You've committed a federal fraud.
But if I was Chase and I want that money back, send it before you go to jail.
Oh, yeah, no, but if it doesn't not, matter. They're going to jail no matter what. Rather, they pay back.
But apparently not. No warrants were sent out. It's a rumor.
No, there's more. Why is your thing like this?
You think my Google doesn't work the same way as other Googles?
I think so, yeah.
That's funny that people believe that shit.
Your Google's bad.
My Google's the original Google. Anyways, so no, the feds are not going to go after them unless there's some kind of complaint made by some entity. And Chase is not going to complain. They're going to be like, pay it or we're going to boo-boo you.
Anyway.
Chase is going to say, we're going to tell on you. And that you are going
to. Well, they're already calling people.
That's what I'm saying.
I was watching videos of people that work for Chase that do like the fucking calls, customer service calls from their own house. You know what I'm saying? Like they record themselves. And they're talking to people, and people are making up stories like, oh, I didn't know. Somebody gave me this check, or somebody deposited, you know, freaking $30,000 in my account. I don't know who it was, so I just took the money out.
Yeah.
And the lady's like, ma'am, somebody deposited $30,000. You didn't call the bank to find out? You just took the money out, thought it was okay to take a vacation. So you're never going to get the money back. You know what I'm saying? There was one where they arrested a lady in the bank because she was late to the party and she decided to try it. And they arrested her right in the bank.
Yeah, I mean, if I was Chase, I would send those harassment letters. Like, if you don't pay this back,
you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
They're going to jail no matter what, though.
You're saying that, but not even you can't even prove that online that the feds are going after them.
Because your Google's old.
My Google's 6 days out. That's crazy. Think about that. We used to get the news a few hours later.
Yeah.
And wait for it every morning to get delivered, hand delivered to you.
And the news was from yesterday.
And the news was
yesterday. We don't get news right now.
Exactly.
Whatever happened now, we needed to either find out if we were next to TV. If you were next to TV.
What was it? The printing press?
Or a radio. You wouldn't find out until the next day or whatever.
The story was up until what, 6 o'clock in the evening from the night before?
Yeah.
So by the time they print it and put it on the truck and then get it to your house, it was 12 hours later.
Oh, this is what I was telling. Oh, wait, what the heck?
So I don't see the feds going after them until Chase is like, listen, we got out this problem. We need the feds' help. And then that's it. All hell breaks loose, boy. That's exactly what happens.
Infinite money glitch, they were calling it.
Shit, I wish I tried it.
No, you don't. First of all, we're too smart for this. There's no way. That's the thing that bothers me. It's like you didn't think in your head, oh, I'm just going to take out $50,000 and Chase won't even know. Under my account with my own checkbook that has my social security, my address and all that, that's how I got the account. You don't think Chase is going to be like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Even if you think, oh, I got away with it, you don't think the guy that takes the stuff out the ATM is not going to pull out your fake check and give it to the, you know, Chase?
It's already digitally in there.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it still exists. Like, your hard evidence is here. Put this in court, you know, whatever.
That's your signature.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What is it called with the evidence? Number 9. Here you go. Pass it out of the courtroom. Everybody look at it. Show the jury. This is his signature.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. And then when you went to the ATM, you don't think the video camera works that was watching you take out the money, freaking stacks of money, counting it?
I mean,
anyway,
they must have fun.
And there's videos of people like they're doing it and they're freaking can't believe it. They're throwing money in the air. They're walling. And there was a...
Those are the same people that are like, I don't understand. We literally have a printing machine to make money.
Oh, why yeah,
don't
we yeah,
just
yeah.
print more money?
Just print more money, yeah.
Like if they're playing Monopoly, but they're taking the cash from the other boxes. That's literally what the best way to describe it. They're like, buy more Monopoly games and just take the money from that bank.
So you're coming for you guys.
Idiots.
Keep playing games. Oh, and another thing too about this is that a lot of them are just young kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
20s.
So some people opened up a bank account specifically for this.
17, 18, 18.
Now, you did this with Chase. You think you're ever going to open up a bank account with any other bank?
Yeah.
Chase is one of the biggest banks in the world. No, there was a woman. She's like, I did this 13 years ago, and I still can't have a bank account.
That's because she didn't square it, and she didn't do her time.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
There's a time.
But she's like, I can't. There's nothing I can do. I have no bank account. Everything is in cash. Everything she does is cash.
She's probably didn't square it.
She's like, I get paid and I got to go to the check cashing place. Remember that?
Yeah, PLS. Take that, nigga.
That's sad to walk in that place and cash a drinking check. I used to do that.
We all did. Shit, I did it. I did it. Well, damn, I feel like I did it like during COVID or right after, like the aftermath.
I remember I had a check and I had to go to one of those places for some reason.
And I don't even know why I need to go to those reasons.
That's what it was. Ernie sent me money. And it was through that thing for some reason.
Oh, I think that was it too.
So random.
And they were like, we need your social. We need your name. We need your ad. I'm like, bro, I'm picking up the money. Like, the money's sent. Like,
just you have it already. I'm not stealing it. He gave it up.
It's in your wallet right now. It belongs in mine with whatever fee you need to rob me for. I don't know. That's crazy. And how many people you think? How much millions?
This is a video where they were wilding out. On freaking TikTok. Oh, this is the guys that figured out their bank accounts were in the negative. Look, look, look. Because when check hours came at Tuesday, because the holiday was on Monday, Chase corrected the errors. And they're like, yo, you took out $30,000. I wasn't, you know, so you're negative. So they're freaking out. I got to pay back these $30,000. I already spent it. I used it. I took my boys out. We partied. You're not going to pay this back. You know?
Shit. And when did this happen? When did this start?
Labor Day weekend.
Oh my gosh. Nike got money. Footlocker yep. got money.
And that's one thing they were saying. They're like, and then on top of that, you took the money and you gave it to corporations. You bought Gucci outfit.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything. And there was one, a report, I don't know if this, you know, whatever. A dude that bought started buying real estate with it. He took out a big stack, a couple hundred thousand, started buying real estate. So that's another situation where the real estate, now if you paid me for it, that's it. You gave me the money. I'm not paying you back. Yeah, yeah. So the property's yours. Like,
now the feds have to get involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In that scenario, the feds, well, both scenarios, the feds got to get involved. But because the idea is this, every day that goes by, Chase can claim you made me lose interest.
That's true, yeah.
You understand?
So they're saying, look, if a person is convicted to fate, they could face up to a year in jail, fine up to $1,000.
Light.
If the amount stolen exceeds $2,000.
That's grand.
The person will be charged with class D felony in the second degree. That's crazy, bro. This freaking ads are insane.
So the first is like a misdemeanor. Then it goes up to the worst, the lowest felony.
So you know now.
Then it's $10,999.
That's it. Don't exceed that.
How much?
$999. Don't exceed that.
So less than 1,000.
Then you be good.
That's interesting because when you get a money order for more than 1,000, they want your information.
Oh, there you go.
Should this be allowed? I don't know. That's up for another topic.
Okay. Speaking of young people, I don't know if you've been paying attention to your boyfriend, Bad Bunny.
First of all, he's our boyfriend.
He's my girlfriend.
So you're the guy in the relationship. Go ahead.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny, baby. You got yourself baby.
A big sugar mama, dad.
I wish.
Shut up. I would make him so happy.
For $100,000, would you blow him?
Next question.
The answer is yes. That's easy. Don't even ask me the question. Just bring it on. Show me the money. Let's go. All right.
Have the money on your belly.
I was like staring at it the whole time. What if he's like, yo, you gotta lock eyes with me the entire time?
Have a few bills, you know, between the eye locking.
All right. Bad Bunny's waking up. He's like a leftist, sort of. Bad Bunny. I saw your eye twitch when you said that. Jeez, yo, he got. Don't talk about my man.
I don't like him anymore.
So, but it's fine. But,
it's fine. He's rich, so it's fine.
He's been saying some things online about the politics of Puerto Rico. He hasn't said anything specific, good or bad, but he's like, you know, there's a lot of corruption. We got to fix the thing, da da da, stuff like that. Just recently, he was caught walking, you know, a photographer found paparazzi. And he was holding a book in his hand. And you know what the book was?
The war against all Puerto Ricans.
So a lot of people are like, and then right now in Puerto Rico, you know, Puerto Rico's, there's two parties. The Republican and the I mean, they have many more parties, but the two main ones that are like popular parties, a new one is rising up. It's the Independence Party. The Independence Party has always been a very small party ever since freaking Albizu Campos and them died. Remember when they shot up the freaking Capitol building or whatever? Like, once all those people got arrested, it was pretty much nothing.
Yeah, the revolution.
Yeah, revolution failed.
Died.
Done, yeah. Because the United States is too big to a revolution.
Was it you that showed me the Trump? Like, how would you design the flag if Puerto Rico becomes a state?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. That's funny.
I don't know if it was real, you know, AI and all this shit. But he was like, how would you design the flag? Then it would have to be 53 states.
Who? Trump said that? Get in there, huh?
I don't know if he said that part, but like, how would you... you have one extra star. I was in the chat room and Shorty said, obviously the Puerto Rico star is going to be in the middle and the rest of us around them. I was like, then another nigga said, that's the Captain America flag right there. That's what that is. Maybe adding Guam, but that's 52.
Yeah, but they would have to add all of them because it's not just Guam. They have the American Samoa.
That's why they said three.
I think there's another one.
I think it's three.
I think maybe three. But so Bad Bunny got caught doing that. The Independence Party is growing in Puerto Rico. It's like becoming a very popular party now. And there's a thing, and you might be able to actually pull this off. if, as a Puerto Rican living in America, if you can get an address in Puerto Rico with a bill under your name, you can get a voter registration card from Puerto Rico. And with that voter registration card, you could vote in the Puerto Rican elections.
But guess what happens when you do that?
You cannot vote for the president. You
can't vote over here.
You can't vote for the president.
And that's how they divide and conquer us. That right there.
Unless we vote for them to have independence. Because then in that case, I don't care who the president is. I'm going to vote for independence. We're going to fight for it. And then we're going to gain independence. And then, bye-ya.
And then we fight the next
government. And then we, yeah, then we need to figure out now what kind of government we're going to have. That's going to be the worst, the hardest part of Puerto Rico, getting through that. Because, and this is the conversation I was talking with Mike. Just because America does something one way doesn't mean every country is going to work for. Every country has to figure out their own way they want to do government. So maybe there might, America is a mixture of all different kinds of, a little elements from different kind of government types. So it's like democracy and freaking a little bit of socialism, a little bit of communism, like little elements of each that they use together, right? Puerto Rico may be like, you know what? We like socialism better. So maybe we'll do more socialism in this aspect. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to medical, everybody's covered medical. 100% guaranteed covered medical. Maybe they might do that. You know what I'm saying? Well, America, we wouldn't do that. But Puerto Rico's like, you know, we're our own country. We might want to do that. You know, or maybe welfare. We'll lower the welfare rate so that we encourage people to work or something like that. Or lower corporation tax so we can get more companies to build over here. You know what I'm saying? They would have to figure that out in Puerto Rico. So when it comes down, now that's going to cause fights. Because think about it. You're talking about every element of government, schools, you know, Department of Transit, you know, immigration. Now we got to hire a new agency for immigration, trade, because now we don't have to just trade with America.
The problem is that once you go rogue, you don't have a system established.
They already have established system. They just need to continue it and just start changing as they go.
Yeah.
Because they, I mean, I would imagine they would keep whatever America has with them now and then little by little decide within themselves, because now you have a president.
No, but what, I hear what just what they have is a show and tell. They're playing house.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you play house and you don't actually produce the goods you need to maintain that house, you might as well not go rogue. Let me try to re-explain what I just said in case you didn't understand. So right now, everything that's produced comes on a boat.
Not everything.
Almost everything in Puerto Rico that's produced. It used to be, for the last thing that we made over there big time was pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, but it's going back. A lot of pharmaceuticals are going back to Puerto Rico.
Again, once you cut that umbilical cord from the United States, where are your food? Where's your rice? Where's your, that's enough to sustain.
Yeah, but now we don't need to, island. We don't need to buy that from America anymore.
We would have to, that's what I'm saying.
We would go to South America and be like, you guys do it for like literally a third of the price. We'll get it from you guys.
What are we giving them?
Money. Pesos.
What value does that peso have for them? Nothing. We have nothing to give them. No, we
trade
them.
With them.
What?
Pharmaceuticals.
They're gone. Drugs. Those are American companies.
Why would they leave?
You're not American anymore? It's cheaper if I go somewhere else.
American companies are all over the world. Why would they leave Puerto Rico?
Again, what are you...
American companies are in Mexico right now.
You're asking me for rice. You're asking me for food. You're asking me for materials. You're asking me for... you're asking me for things that you don't produce yourself. What are you giving me?
Money.
That's the answer right there. That's why we can't go rogue. That money isn't worth anything.
Why isn't it worth anything?
A peso, a Puerto Rican.
It would start immediately for what the dollar is. And at that point, depending on the economy, it'll fluctuate.
It'll
immediately start with the dollar's at.
You have nothing that backs that in goods.
The you don't businesses have an education that are there right now.
System, you don't have doctors. You don't have companies. You don't have.
No, but they have businesses now. Yeah. Why would they leave?
Again, it's not enough to sustain.
Let's just say whatever they got. What's the name of that company that's there now? Pfizer. Pfizer's there making. What the hell is this called? The medicine, bear aspirin, whatever. They make that over there right now. Boom. You think Pfizer's going to leave if Puerto Rico's like, hey, we're not going to change your discount that you have here. Just keep it the way it is. Okay.
If Pfizer stays, that's great. But again,
they would just do the same thing with every other company. Like, we'll give you a discount. Come here. America's charging you how much? We'll give you a percentage off that if you come over here.
It's just, again, when I think about how much support Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico get from the U.S. of A? Let me be more specific.
No, Puerto Rico pays more in federal taxes than they receive in aid. They pay more to America than they get.
Yeah.
So if they don't need to pay that federal no more, they can use that money for themselves. They don't need aid no more. They could keep the taxes the way they are and take the money and buy rice from freaking Cuba.
You're seeing only one side of the transaction.
We could trade with Cuba.
For what? They're broken old school cars that
they could make rice.
They could make rice.
They could grow rice. Cuba cigars.
If Puerto Rico started building its infrastructure now and companies, like if you and I and a bunch of Puerto Ricans with assets and funds could go in and build a Tyson Farms type of
those chickens will chicken. Suffocate over there,
bro.
Stifling. The hurricane will take those chickens away, guaranteed.
But you understand what I'm saying? Unless we have the establishment for food, for shelter, for material, for it's gonna be food, materials, and human beings. Like, you know, the education system. Those three things. Unless you don't have those three things locked down, it doesn't matter what form of government, it will never launch.
Yeah, but I think Puerto Rico has the building blocks they need. Also, if we're part of the Independence Party,
it's doable.
We can't leave without payback. You guys owe us.
It's doable.
America owes Puerto Rico billions of dollars.
I agree 100%.
And you know what I would do too? I would even look at Spain and be like, hey, you guys, you took all of our gold. That's why you guys came. That's why it's called Puerto Rico. Remember? Rich port. You guys came for the gold. You guys owe us money. You guys have to give us something. You owe us.
The minute you cut that umbilical cord, Puerto Ricans will be like, what? No more Jordans? What? FUBU?
But why would that be true? Cuba has Jordans. Why wouldn't Puerto Rico still have Jordans? You think America's going to be like, okay, we don't want to trade with you guys no more.
No, I know. I'm exaggerating it, but I'm also not. Puerto Rico can't survive on its own. I believe they will go starve.
It'll be hard. I don't doubt it.
They would be
but it'll famine. It'll be hard because it's the first time doing it.
It'll be famine. The fat diabetic people will die first off.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was talking to Will about this. They were like, what do we do people over 70 after they do social security? Done. I'm like, you put them on a boat and you push them into the ocean.
Or do what China bye-bye, did. Theo. Create a virus that attacks old people.
We could do that. I'm okay with that.
Ooh, I said the bad word.
The Puerto Rican flu.
El gallo. No, it's... Look, I think that most...
Well, this is why I want to bring these people that...
that talk about these topics.
Yeah, because I want to...
I think at the end of the day, the heart of a Puerto Rican is strong. It is prideful, like many people in their native country culture. And the desire to want to succeed is there. Are people being more aware of our history? I wish they would. But are we ready to make any fundamental change? Nah. It would be a disaster.
Yeah.
We're doomed to fail. I hate to say it. I want it to succeed. I want it to pop off. I want people to basically go in and invest in it. But, you know, it's hard enough to be here and try to obtain that American dream, much less try to establish a dream system for a whole other country that, let's be honest, they're not really. Most people are just sitting on their ass. And yeah. Why would I get up? It's sweet. And I get to go to the beach every day? Are you kidding me? The will is something different from the actual ability.
Well, that's why we need us.
You and me?
Everybody. Oof. You know who helped Puerto Rico the most during the Bad time Bunny. Of Maria? Maria the Hurricane?
Bad Bunny.
No.
FEMA.
Who gave the most money to Puerto Rico?
Donald Trump.
Keep going. Keep going. I'm going to tell you who gave more money than even the governments of the world
to Mark Anthony.
Close.
Ooh, so they're Spanish.
Yeah, actually, it's only Spanish. All right, I'll tell you because you're going to keep guessing. The Puerto Rican diaspora.
Oh, okay.
They gave the most money to help out Puerto Rico. You know how? They got to send their grandmother some money or they got to send her a freaking solar panel. They help Puerto Rico more than all the governments of the world help Puerto Rico during Maria. So if Puerto Rico becomes independent, who do you think is going to send them stuff? We are. Just like people come to America to send money to Guatemala.
They send back money home.
That's why we're going to be doing it too.
The blue barrels.
That's it. Blue barrels. And that's going to help Puerto Rico through the hardest parts. The first probably 50 years. The hardest parts of getting through it. is going
to
be us.
The perfect time to do it is when they redid the electrical systems.
And then, you know, you think when Puerto Rico becomes independent, they're going to figure out whatever they need to figure out to invite more people back to the island.
See, even when you say when Puerto Rico becomes independent, you're proclaiming that it is.
Hallelujah, Señor.
And I just don't see that.
I can see it. If Trump becomes president, I could totally see it going away. He's like, one less problem for us. Remember, he said he wants to trade Puerto Rico for Greenland. He's like, I'd rather deal with these white people up there than you guys. Jesus Christ, you hurricanes.
I don't know. That's crazy. And again, I love Puerto Rico.
There was a moment in Puerto Rico's history where Spain had very minimal influence over Puerto Rico. They were self-sustaining for a long time. And they were paying Spain taxes. Spain didn't help.
We're latched onto America.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. The first 50 years is going to be hard because you got to let go of that latch.
And most people who are in power over there, they don't want to let that latch go.
But that's why this new generation is coming up. Those two parties, Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. They want to become 51st state. Think about what happened in the Democratic Convention. The 51st state of the United States of America, Puerto Rico. Remember you seen that?
No.
They were saying, when they would have voted Kamala Harris, every state had to say who they wanted to vote for to become the president.
Right.
Puerto Rico showed up. That's what they said. And the 51st state of the United States.
Oh, God.
So embarrassing, bro. So I was like, God, they're using us.
They're using them.
The crowd went wild. No, it's us, nigga. Because when they look at us, they see them. It's us.
That's them, nigga. Not us. That's you. Fuck out of here. That's you.
The 51st state of Puerto Rico.
That's like saying that's your president. That's not my president. I didn't vote for her.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be yours. Get ready.
You think she's going to be here, right?
I think so.
Me too.
Sucks because I...
No. You're a racist, sexist, homophobe. Bigot, yeah. Homophobe. For even suggesting that a criminal with 34 felonies would be best for this country.
I don't care.
You're the one that's getting influenced.
See, but
you're the one that's being poisoned by the propaganda.
See, when people say that when he's criminal, my first thought is: you think everybody that
it's not a my crime, thought; it's what is. It's the fact.
So you think every person that committed a crime is an evil person?
I think that everyone who committed a crime is somebody who committed a crime and shouldn't be serving this country.
That's not unconstitutional. What you're saying right now. That's the fact.
Whether it's constitutional or not, it's still something that shouldn't be.
That's happening. Like somebody saying they shouldn't have guns. Nobody should have guns. You could say it. It doesn't mean it's true.
If you commit a felony, you shouldn't have a gun.
I don't even know. I don't even know if I agree with that. Honestly,
I'm not asking you what you believe or what you feel.
That's not in the Constitution either.
Listen, it doesn't change the fact that the leader of the free world shouldn't be someone who has to go to jail.
I'm okay with that. I'll be honest with you. He could rule the world from the jail cell.
That's the problem.
In fact, it'd probably be better for me.
And that's the problem.
It'd probably be better for all of us if he stayed in that jail cell the whole time.
And that's the propaganda that they're trying to feed you and you're falling for. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's either a guy. They were willing to vote for a dead guy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have no leg to stand on.
Again, you're talking about a racist, bigot. Grab him by the... This is who you want to represent.
Yeah, grab him by the pussy is exactly the guy
who fell for their propaganda.
I'm okay with that.
When they say that, when a Democrat says that or a Republican says that, I'm like, you really didn't look at the other side. Or did you? Did you actually go to the other side and like wholeheartedly go in? And nobody goes in, bro. No one goes in at all when it comes to shit. And at the end of the day, we're losing more and more trust in the government, the system of government that we have. Most people don't even know the three branches of government. Do you think they're going to believe that this shit is real that it's not rigged?
The Puerto Ricans, the Chinese. I think it's this one. Why can't I hear this? Is there a reason why you can't hear it?
Yeah, ready? Right there.
...who are trying to sound the pound, but you never see them... going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling and taking for a friend. There are many whites who are trying to solve the
problem. I think it's actually...
I just told you a little while ago, these leaders that they call leaders, this included Lena Horne, this included Dick Gregory, and this included a white leader, or a dancer, or a trumpet player is a white leader. Celebrities, and usually...
Ah, Benito, that was it.
I think there are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts...
Okay, whatever.
So...
Damn, I'm trying to find the one he's talking about, the freaking... the Democrats. There's a good... Oh, man.
All right, so people are losing faith in our system of government. When I hear people talk about they are out to get us, they are the ones controlling everything, the election is fake.
They. The ghosts.
The voting is fake. Why do you vote? I think that kind of like... that kind of mindset is growing, especially in the minority sections of society. And it's part of what I believe both Democrats and Republicans who kind of want.
They want what?
They want people to have this discourse or this disbelief. Listen, if you got a GED, you're in the poverty line of your income. They really don't want you to vote.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody and he was talking about this other guy that was, he was delivering bottles to a store and he's in the store. So he's talking to the guy that's delivering the bottles. And one of the things he said to me that he was thinking in his head that he didn't actually say to the guy. He was like, bro, you deliver bottles. I'm going to believe what you say. And all I kept thinking was like, nigga, you pick up garbage. Is that, why is your opinion more valid than a guy that delivers bottles? You pick up garbage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That logic doesn't follow. Just because a person decides to do one career doesn't mean that they're not smart enough. You know what I'm saying? There's people that I know that have college degrees that are dumb. You know what I'm saying? And I talk to these people and I'm running laps around them. But... because they have a college degree, they think they're the freaking bee's knees. You know what I'm saying? They think they're smarter than everybody. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you talk to them and they have no logic. You know, they don't follow logic. They kind of just whatever the last person told them, they believe. You know what I'm saying? And you see, actually, you see that a lot with a lot of people. The last thing the person told them, they believe. You know?
Whatever the trending topic is.
Yeah.
Is the latest belief and headline.
And I'm okay.
They invest in.
I'm okay with changing your opinion. I think that's actually a good thing. If a person's a conservative and then they're like, you know what, I kind of heard the arguments and I think I'm more liberal than I am conservative, I'm okay with that. I think that's actually a good thing to do, you know, to change your opinion, you know. And you might go back and forth in your head thinking, you know, different topics. And also depending on the world at the time. So like if our economy is doing great, your opinion may be swayed one way versus if our economy's tanked, you may think a different opinion. You know what I mean? So depending on the situation means that you might change your opinion. You know, and I'm okay with that. 100%. I'm okay with that. But if a person's a non-thinker and they're just going with whatever the trend is, then they have no right to dictate what other people should think because they're not thinking. You know what I mean? They're just following the freaking flow. They're not actually thinking, you know? I'm happy this is in the in our screen down here. Very good.
Bro, I'm trying to.
What are you doing, bro?
Trying to show a video, bro. Shut up. Yeah. A lot of people that I hear just have this distrust for the government and this distrust for the whole system of government. And in my mind, I'm like, how many of you guys actually exist and how much does that play a role when it comes to the election?
Yeah. I mean, a healthy... skepticism is fine, but then you get to the realm of freaking conspiracy theories. That's kind of too far. Like, you really think if the government is smart enough to get away with half the things you believe is true, then they're smart enough to fix the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? If they're that good at what they do, then they should be good enough to fix the world the right way. You know what I mean? You're saying they're manipulating China and they're doing this and they're doing that. It's like, if they could do that, what, why don't they just fix everything? You know what I mean? Like, that makes no sense what you're saying.
And Kamala could really win this election by simply starting to do some of the shit that she's saying.
She could do it now.
Stop. Shut the fuck up.
She could do it now.
Shut up.
Wait, hold on. Let me say one thing.
All I'm saying is that she could literally win if she picks one of the hot topics and tell Biden, yo, make it seem like if I, you know what I mean?
Like if I told you to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to be like, oh, ice cream. So,
and that's it. She won.
The crazy thing is that they're telling us Trump is going to do all these things. He's going to lock you up. He's going to do this, right? He's going to, you know, lock away gay people. They're making up this whole thing. Meanwhile, he was president. He didn't do that.
Yeah. Right?
Then they're saying, well, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. I'm going to add this. I'm going to do that. Meanwhile, she's in power. She's not doing that. You know what I mean? So she's saying he's going to do something which he could have did, he didn't do. And she's saying that she's going to do something where she could have did and she didn't do.
Which she could do and she's not
doing. She's not doing. So it's like she's lying out of both ends. And people are just like swallowing it.
How, you know, is that possible that people are swallowing it, bro?
Because it's an ideology. It's not that they're hearing facts and they're making decisions. They already know their decision. They're thinking backwards. So whatever facts they get has to fit into this.
In other words, Kamala can say, you know, teachers are going to be allowed to touch your children.
Yeah.
And they're going
to be like, you know what? Kids need to learn earlier.
You know,
we're already teaching them about sex. We already told them by third grade.
And the Christians will be happy because they believe in, you know, capital punishment.
Oh, you mean like hitting kids? Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that, actually.
Aha! You hit them! These are racists.
All right. I know you want to change the topic so bad. Keep looking for things.
No, I'm actually keeping it in the same wheelhouse, if you may.
Jesus Christ, that chick, I can't. And you know what? I don't know if you heard Theo Von's podcast when Trump was on it. Where they were talking about
Trump. Let's see if we can hear this real quick. Let's see if we can hear this. Nope, we can't.
Where they were talking about Trump's brother that died of alcohol. And Trump was like, that's why I never drank. Because my brother told me not to because of what it did to him. And then Theo Von started talking about his coke addiction and his alcoholism. So the podcast had nothing to do with politics. It was kind of two guys connecting with each other on an emotional level. You know what I mean?
Oh, with Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, yo, Kamala Harris could never do this.
Nah.
Because she's such a fake person.
About how dare we wish Merry Christmas to people?
How dare you?
No.
Did you hear about when...
I like the way you got your email address nice and big for the crowd.
So what? Let them see me. They love me. It's not my email address. It's my Instagram. Holla at me, you boy. You hurt?
That's not what we're looking at. It says Gmail right there.
Oh, again, the basement. You hurt? See what you did?
Look at me.
You ruined it. Kamala Harris on Merry Christmas. Her
talking about how dare we wish Merry Christmas to people.
She's like, Merry Christmas?
No.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Do you see the clip of her talking about how dare we?
I can't understand how some people, again, just like you said, it's they already made the decision.
Yeah.
You could show them this kind of stuff.
No, but even this, I could be like, in the situation that she was in when she was making that speech.
What was it?
I don't know what the hell she was talking about. But if I was on their team, that's what I would say.
She was talking about celebrating Christmas in a Muslim setting, and that's disrespectful.
No, like, oh, you know, they're talking about Christmas. Meanwhile, these kids are starving. So she said, how dare you? But later on, she was in a happy place, you know. They had fed the kids. So she was like, Merry Christmas, everyone.
The turkey got parted.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm not partying that. That turkey's dying. Yeah, I saw a video of this guy in, I think it was in Chicago or something. And he was talking about immigrants that were there, right? And one of the things he said that blew my mind. I don't know if he even knew what he was saying. But what he was saying was talking about the cultural differences between the immigrants that are coming versus our society today, how we live. And one of the things he mentioned, he goes, they're going into the parks and they're catching the ducks and killing them and eating them. Think about it. It's like, imagine someone walking into Prospect Park and catching a duck and killing it right there and going to the barbecue and cooking it right there in the spot.
First of all, I've seen that. No.
But he's like, this is insane. This is madness. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no cultural boundaries. Like, me and you would never do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not killing. First of all, I think the ducks that are in the park are probably disgusting.
Right. They God were swimming knows, in our urine.
Oh, God. Yeah. And when they go away in the winter, what are they doing? I don't know what they're doing.
Where did they go?
No, I don't want to know, bro. It's bad enough when they're here. I know what they're doing. God knows what they're doing over there. Right?
It's probably cleaner over there.
Let's be real. Well, I don't know. If they hang out with the geese. The geese are crazy.
Oh, my gosh. And then another thing about Trump being about, again, the propaganda. I ran into a video like this.
Why do you disagree with people who say that Donald Trump is not a racist?
I just don't believe that the man is a racist. If any of us do our research, you know, we know that Donald Trump wasn't accused of being a racist prior to his run for office. Donald Trump was at the Michael Jackson trial with him every single day. I mean, Donald Trump ran with some of everybody, Diddy, 50 Cent. He's on the Wu-Tang Clan album. You know, this is the same Donald Trump that when Jennifer Hudson's family was murdered, he put her up for 6 months, you know, in Trump Tower. This is the same Trump that sent his private jet, you know, all the way over to get Nelson Mandela when he was released from prison. This is the same Trump that gave me a full and unconditional pardon, you know, pardon Kwame Kilpatrick, released 3,100 people from prison, you know, in one day, July 19, 2019. I mean, if that's the type of racism we have to deal with, I'll take it.
I didn't know about the Nelson Mandela one.
That's neither did I. I didn't know about the, what's her name?
Jennifer Hudson.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, I knew about that one.
I did not know about that. That's pretty cool. I wonder if she's...
But that's why people say he's racist. They only point at the
Parkland 5 comment.
Yeah. But my thing is always like, we all thought they did it. The world thought they did it. So, of course, I mean, that's a vile crime.
Who made us think that they did it?
The whites.
Well, it's always the whites.
The Democrats?
It's always the Democrats. No, yeah. It's the police and the media, the news media.
And the attorney general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Police.
So when they bring that up, that's my thing. It's like, bro, everybody thought they did it. So when they were getting pardoned, they were outraged. They're like, they got away with it.
You thought that they did it. You know when you stopped thinking that they did it? That they did it?
When I saw the Netflix.
When you saw the Netflix.
I was like, oh, snap.
I was wrong.
I didn't even know they were released from jail. I thought they were still in there. I was like, yo, they're out?
What a crazy fucking story. And one of those guys is running for mayor, I think it is?
I see one of the guys in Harlem sometimes. Well, let me say this too. He's crazy. He's a crazy person.
I mean, after going through that?
He's a crazy person. I don't want to say which one it is, but if you know which one's still in Harlem, you know which one it is. But I see him sometimes in Harlem, but it's cold outside. He's working on his shirt off. He's crazy. He's a crazy person.
Damn. I mean,
that's probably how they got him, though. They tricked him to admit to a crime that he didn't do. You know what I mean?
Oh, those boys got played.
Yeah, they got played big time.
They got played.
You know? And that's why I tell my kids, just don't talk to the police. If they're going to arrest you, say, I want to see a lawyer. That's it. It's the only thing that's smart to say. I gotta see a lawyer. Even if you don't have a lawyer, just say, I got to talk to my lawyer. Let them figure out who your lawyer is.
That's interesting.
Just say, because they have to appoint a lawyer to you if you don't have one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then you talk to him like, yo, what the fuck is going on here, bro?
What are we doing?
Did you kill the person? Yeah, I killed him. I just don't want to go to jail. You're my lawyer. Protect me.
Get me out.
Get me out of here. Lie to them. I was listening to a podcast, and this lawyer was saying that he was like, I don't care if you shot somebody, raped somebody. I don't care. Just tell me the truth so I know how to lie to them to get you out. Because if you don't tell me the truth and they have evidence I didn't know about, then you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Just tell me what happened so I can lie for you.
Yeah, because they don't believe that attorneys have client privilege confidentiality.
Yeah.
It's the same shit as when you go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a therapist, whatever. They're bound by.
Yeah.
And that bond could be broken, but the amount of shit you gotta get a judge to violate those laws. And no judge is going to put their name under violating your personal rights.
Oh, man.
What else you got?
That's it. You got something you said.
No, bro. There was a lot of shit that I was looking at. And that's what I mentioned that I wanted to go over, like, certain reviews. This is another little tidbit. And I ran into it. This is a Strange Earth subreddit, and a lot of the shit that they post.
I love Strange Life.
A lot of the shit that they post is like straight up conspiracy. It's all conspiracy theories, almost to me.
Almost, yeah, yeah.
Almost all of it's like some crazy conspiracy theory. And we had gotten into this conversation. I tried going into this conversation with a few people online, and the notion was that, oh, they call me the basement. The basement wants robots to take over. He can't wait for that future in Skynet to take over.
They don't got to take over.
I just
want the robot to go onto my couch like we talked about before.
Exactly.
When I get home, she's ready for
my If I can't wipe my ass, I don't want the Dominican home health aid. I want her to reach for the cabinet so I can stare at her ass. But I don't want her wiping my ass. But we could
have a robot that has that.
We could, but I'm just talking about the first phases, right? What, it doesn't even matter. The point is this.
We're almost there, bro. You see it.
The point is this.
Well, how old are we?
If we're 40-something.
Let's just say 20 years from now. What do you think? Did you think they're not going to be better? Think about robots 20 years ago, bro. Okay, they were a disaster. Let's
get to that point. All right. We're there 20 years from now.
With
most,
the AI?
Most jobs are done, but not all of them are done. We already agree. We went through a list of, and you're smart enough to figure, a lot of them fucking gone.
A lot of them don't even need robots. With the ChatGPT right to now, we can get rid of some jobs.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah, exactly. Customer service, yeah, is bro, like, done. A lot of jobs are gone. Yeah. If I would give it a percentage, I would say that technical hand skills or jobs that you're actually doing that you need a human behind it goes from, let's say it's at 90% right now, it goes down to 30%. 20 years from now.
Anything that's repetitive.
Yeah, mundane, done. That you could put a machine. McDonald's
employees
it, done. So that's easy. Why I say 30% of what.
You know what though, you might need one, maybe two guys back there.
Yeah.
Just cause the machine might drop something. If it's like,
it gets stuck. It's stuck.
Somebody gotta freak. Oh, I gotta reset it. Hold on.
There's an emergency. You gotta shut it down. Hit the red button.
It doesn't have to be what you think, with robots walking around. It could be just freaking something coming down from the ceiling, yeah, with two arms.
Fucking arm coming out.
Yeah.
Right. Easy, okay. Perfect, yeah. So I think that it'll be 30% of people that are required to actually do a job that you actually have to go to.
And then they would change job. Because I don't think my job could be done with a robot today.
But it will.
But if they change the way we put the garbage out, 100% they can do it with a robot.
Yeah, they will. It'll be in there. Someone will figure it out. Yeah. Whatever. 30, I think it'll go down to 30%.
That's why we have the unions, guys.
That'll also disappear.
Unions?
Yeah.
We need the unions.
Only one or two union would exist for those 30% jobs that exist.
No, I don't know. Depends. They're all different industries.
Be wiped out.
Even though the Teamsters covers a wide.
Oh, island. Huge. Slack. Huge. So anyways, my dad was in Teamsters. Anyways, so 30% of, we go from 90% of there being jobs that people have to actually perform a functional duty. It goes from that 90% to 30% in 20 years, let's say. How do we function as a society? What happens with those 70%, those 60% of people that no longer physically go to work? And how do you maintain that society?
That's why you need socialism. Got them. We need it.
So you're saying socialism is the way to go about it?
It's going to have to be. As much as you want your democracy, when nobody's working and there's no money involved, we're going to have to share the wealth. You're going to let businesses just take all the money? Look at this thing. Imagine this thing wiping your ass. This is a real robot. Not a robot, but it's like a real.
All right. Let's slow down before you go crazy.
All right.
So the first argument.
Wait, is that like a buy thing?
For the. Yes. It's $3,000.
Whoa. That's crazy.
For a life size doll. Which we can't
you want the
show.
Guy one?
We can't show this.
We can't show what I just looked at?
No. So.
Oh my God. It's crazy.
So when you
look at this thing, he's wilding. Oh, look, don't worry, there you go. That's the first steps. We're already almost there. We're almost there. Next week, coming your way.
Now that's a separate question. He's showing robots, female mannequin, adult robots that you could purchase now for $3,000 to $5,000. And yes, we'll have robots that start looking like that. And that's a separate argument. The argument there in the group chat was. There are people of the opinion that believe that people are going to be in love and find love, and we're not going to have relationships. Women are going to be lonely because men are going to be in love with their robots that they plug in.
Yeah, 100%.
You think that?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think so.
Because what do men want more than anything?
Yeah, but in the back of your mind, I remember playing.
Yeah, but the women are going to be so lonely. It's going to be so easy.
But let's go back to the question. You're like jumping ahead the conversation. You're like having the conversation in your own head without sharing with the rest of the world. I remember the first sexual game. I think it was on Dreamcast. Where you had to plug into the phone wire. And the game was... It was an RPG game, a role-playing game, and you had option A or option B. Do you want to go with her in the room? Do you want to stay in the living room with her? And then you clicked out, and they played out the scenario. And the goal at the end of it was to see a bunch of a pair of titties, right? Okay.
Ta-da.
What I felt back then is what I feel about robots and AI looking like what you just showed us and what people can order online and what the future may hold. In the back of my mind, I'm going to know that this thing isn't real.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And for me, maybe that, maybe that's gonna fool people. Maybe people are gonna get married and it's already happening.
People getting married to us now,
right? That's happening, and those idiots are gonna wean out. But I think for the vast majority of society, it's not real. So it's you're always gonna want that tangible, like,
yeah, no,
I bag shorty.
Of course you're gonna want a woman. But at the end of the day, if the woman's like, I'm leaving, if you don't XYZ, he's like, leave. I got my robot here.
The argument for those
And there's 100 women that are lonely right now.
Yes, again, you're jumping into the conversation. The argument for those people is that everyone's going to have a robot and no one's going to get married. And I'm you're ridiculous. So. Now, to your point. So you're going to have the wieners that, do get married. They're going to wean off of
wieners.
The wieners. They're going to get married. You're going to have the in-between people that are trying to get into a relationship and they fall back to the robot because they're lonely, but they're still trying to get out there. And then you're going to have the people that are monopolizing, like, whoa, there's a lot of single that are people that are single, you know what I mean? Because
I'm exploiting the system.
I'm not even touching AI.
I don't need an AI.
I'm going to be in the background picking up the recoveries.
You know, and then when you got AI walking around like this, it's already gone. But the ones walking around like that, like, bro, what are you gonna tell women? They have nothing for you. You know what I mean? You couldn't possibly get in shape that well. There's no way.
That's so true.
So you can't tell me not to do this.
That's so true.
I need this. So you can leave or stick around, but I'm definitely going to keep this. And then we can go, I can find another one because, you know, whatever. And then whenever I find one that's like, all right, yeah, no, boys will be boys, then we're good.
So robots are going to take, and AI is going to take all the jobs, then we're not going to be doing anything. And I'm like, I think about Star Trek time.
I'm about to say, there's mad stuff people do. People do stuff not for fun.
We're doing it constantly. How many influencers are trending and be people following, throwing their time and money into them?
It's going to be a lot of that.
It's going to be a whole bunch of that. You know what's also going to always be popping? Restaurants, that dining experience of going out and having a chef. You know,
that world will probably be better.
It's increased.
Because
culinary?
The people that are smart want to be smart. So they're going to keep going to school and learning. That's their thing. So we want those people. They're the ones that's going to be side by side next to AI fixing
and
making the next,
creating some next
for us
shit,
so
for
we
us.
Can sit in our chairs
so we can sit in our chair and be lazy
with our pushing our sex robots around. That's going to be us. I'm not going to be the guy in the starship. I'm going to be on Earth replicating. That's it.
But do we become all WALL-E people? No, I think the WALL-E people will eventually die out.
Bro, we defeated obesity. It's over. Obesity's gone, bro. We fixed it. This is what we wanted as a society. We accomplished one of the goals. We got rid of obesity. Goodbye. Peace.
Why?
We got the drugs now. We got Ozempic. Ozempic was, I think they said phase two, like the second trial of whatever this drug is. They're going about to push out phase four or whatever. They're like, we've got it. We've defeated obesity. Not only has it defeated obesity, but they're saying that the side effects of the heart, the improvement of the heart and the brain, they're like, that's going to have far-reaching side effects, that we're going to live longer and be smarter for longer periods of time.
That's interesting because that's not the stories I'm getting. But interesting.
But, you know, obviously don't just take Ozempic and just sit down because they're saying that you get your bones and your legs get brittle from not working and walking around.
Yeah, no, this definitely, consult your doctor, but don't at the same time.
But that's why you got the AI robot to stretch you out. Program it.
Society keeps running. The question is how? How do you maintain those people those 60% of people that no longer work? Okay, so they got
just
culinary.
Let them live in the freaking first floor of the buildings.
In the basement.
While we live in the sky cities, they can live down bottom. That's what they want, so we let them have it. I just want to be served. I don't want to. I just want to be. They want to sit in the chair with the freaking VRs, being fed through a tube in their belly button.
I don't see. I don't. I think that there are some of those.
They're not gonna have kids. They're just gonna die out. We just let them do it.
No, you freeze your.
What? You think the guy that think about the people that are those people today that sit in their mom's basement playing video games? Are they gonna freeze their sperm?
Again, I'm talking about the future, and the question is: does society still work? And what does it look like? Yeah. Is it socialism? I think when 30% of the workforce is only required.
I don't think we have a choice. I think we have to lead into socialism.
I don't think so.
How those people that don't do nothing all day? There's no jobs available for them, but they still have to eat. How are they gonna survive?
I don't know.
They have to be provided by the government. It's the only way.
And who's feeding the government?
The robots, the AIs. They're the ones doing the whole workforce.
So then there's nothing really to stress.
Exactly, because we're gonna get to the point where money's go. We're already almost there. Think about it. We're already doing a credit system on our phones. When was the last time you had cash walking around with?
Yeah, I know.
We're already in a credit system. We just need eventually when we get like legit AI and legit robots.
We're not there is because of this video. This is what I think. We're not there. We won't be there with what we're talking about until something like this happens.
It's gonna be a racist one. Get ready, guys.
But like the planet's about. Okay, so I just watched my TikTok feeds switch from people.
Internet.
Oh yeah, cool aliens. But like the planet's about to die, and I have bills to pay, and so yeah, okay. Like we've all been through way too much shit to really care. To people being like, wait a minute, That means that our government has been withholding technology for over 100 years or so of free energy. That means we could have prevented massive wars. We could have prevented the climate crisis. If this technology had been released to the public and reverse engineered in good ways, because obviously the energy that's being used to this that defies physics is free energy. It has to be free energy because it's technology way beyond what the industrial military complex has been force feeding the function of our society forever in late stage capitalism, and that essentially this technology could save the planet and save people. We wouldn't have to pay energy bills. And I just watched all of TikTok.
She watched all of it.
So
no, what she's saying, I don't think that's a leap to say the government's buying free energy. That's quite a leap. Even if they found aliens, you think the aliens got free energy? That's quite the assumption. You know what aliens have?
Very, very close to free.
Nuclear is almost free energy. Think about it. Yeah. How long does a nuclear power plant, whatever thing last?
Yeah, but if they were holding something that could give us, because
there's a big if,
right? But let's hypothesize. The reason why I say
let's hypothesize.
The reason why I say we're not going to get to that reality of the future with the robots and the thing that work is going to be dismal. There's not going to be jobs like that. It's because the science that we have of how we produce energy, even nuclear. It doesn't balance itself out.
What do you mean?
It's not enough to
We can make enough energy, bro.
It's not enough for us to go people free. Like energy? Like job free.
Even right now, how much if with just solar panels? How much solar panels are there gonna be?
Solar panel is weak, bro.
But I'm just saying, it's weak. It is weak. That's actually gonna help my point. How much solar panels do you think we need to supply the whole Earth with electricity?
We would today? Need to cover the whole planet.
No. Look it up. Let's find out. I'm not going to even say it. Let's find out.
What was the question?
How many solar panels would it take to give energy? How many solar panels?
You can hear the typing. Most people don't know how to type the right way. And he's one of them. And he's old.
Earth with energy.
And most kids don't know how to do script. Cursive.
All right. Here we go. According to the estimates, powering an entire Earth with solar panels will require roughly the equivalent of the size of Spain, which translates to around 496,850 square kilometers of solar panels, which is roughly the land mass needed to generate enough energy for the world's energy. So just the country of Spain.
Yeah, but to maintain that, to recycle, to replace.
That's it. That's all you got to do. Robots. Once we got that, we're good. And it's not like we're going to keep them all in one spot. They're going to be spread all over the earth.
Close to your home.
That's it. And then, I mean, we're going to have way more than what we... That's our current technology with the shitty solar panels you're talking about. So imagine in the future when we have something better. Like, when we have legit AI that can really solve problems, they're going to solve the freaking solar panel problem. You know what I mean? They're going to come up with better solar panels that we can absorb more.
I don't think so. Sorry.
I'm showing you.
I'm telling you, we don't.
Right now, we could do this.
We could.
When, the only reason why we don't do is why?
People.
People. Because it's freaking governments.
Wars.
Yep.
But in her, in that lady's argument, if the government,
she has no argument.
If the government had some secret technology shit, why would they give it out all the way?
Look, 100%? See, look, efficiency. This is considering the fact that the solar panels efficiency is only at 20% right now.
That's horrible.
So imagine when it gets to 50.
Or 90%.
90 is insane. But even if it gets to 50, it will be half the size of Spain. Yeah. And we need less. So imagine if they're like, okay, from now on, from this point forward, every building, there's new buildings that we build, have to have solar panels on the roof. Every single one. Every parking lot. Parking lot, cover it with solar panels. Cars can park under it. So you're in the shade parking, just like in Six Flags. There
was a meme on that.
It's Six Flags, right? When you go to Six Flags, you park under the solar panels. Imagine, like, that's a rule.
Oh, they added it over there finally?
Yeah, yeah, you didn't see it?
I haven't been there for minutes. Like.
So imagine they do that. Just, that's like the new rule. It doesn't even have to affect parking lots now. Just whatever you build next. Whatever the future, tomorrow, if you decide you're going to build a parking lot, it has to have solar panels from that point forward. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to supply it to the grid, whatever. And then, you know, whatever. Like, we figure out how, who's going to pay for it. You know, the government will give you a stipend, whatever. Or whatever you pay for up front, let's say it costs you, whatever, $10,000 to build. The government, you give the energy to the government pays you for the energy until that's paid off completely. So you basically paid it off with electricity. And from that point forward, you don't owe the government nothing, and the government manages it.
Well, what do you think, and we'll wrap it up with this, but tomorrow's the debate between.
Oh, it is.
Tomorrow is the debate.
I want to record live. What time, you know?
I am doing a live on the streams.
What time, you know?
8 o'clock.
Bedtime. That's my bedtime, guys.
I think it's 9 o'clock, actually.
Do I work Wednesday?
So, just real quick, and we'll wrap it up. What do you think the headline is going to be?
Excuse me, a woman's talking. That's the headline.
They can't. The mics are muted.
She's done. She's cooked, bro. She's done. You know what? I changed my mind. Trump's going to win. She's cooked. She doesn't have the... She doesn't know what she's talking about. So she's just going to repeat a script. You understand? She doesn't freestyle like Trump does. Trump freestyles off whatever he says.
Yeah, he doesn't need a teleprompter.
He doesn't need a teleprompter. It's all in here. Even if it's wrong, it's here. He can sound like he's right. She can't sound like she's right. She's got to read a script. I seen her talking... I forgot who the hell I was talking to. She answered the question with the wrong quote unquote script. She was talking about something different. You know what I mean?
They loaded the wrong script.
So when somebody went back to review it, they were like, oh, she gave that same answer but for a different topic. She said the wrong script.
This is what I'm saying. It's crazy because the more people are, and that's the thing, we're living in an age where everything is fake. You can't believe your own eyes. And because of these two letters, no one's trusting anything.
That's what I'm saying. Bring the
AI.
AI robots. Bring them on.
So
listen, hold on. Let me ask you a question. If they say, okay, we've officially officially invented it.
Okay.
General intelligence. It's legit.
General.
We connected it to a quantum computer. It knows how to learn. It takes all the information and it figures out the best. And we've tested a million times and it fixed. We gave it crops and it figured out the best way to grow crops. We gave it medicine and it figured out medicines we couldn't even think of that works perfectly fine.
We gave it the thought experiment of killing one person versus killing
on the trolley.
On the trolley.
And it's like, just kill the one guy.
Just kill the one guy all the time.
Because it makes the most sense. How logical.
We threw all the scenarios. The guy had a baby in his hand.
Kill the baby. Done.
There was whatever.
The baby's a person.
The baby's a person.
So let it go. Sorry. Versus 100?
Versus 100, and
is it 100? The first question is: is it 100 homeless people versus one doctor? Kill 100.
Kill 100,
because he's more valuable.
See, no, no, we fixed that. It's going to kill the doctor. Don't worry. It's going to kill the doctor.
Anyway, well, let's say we come up with that. And they said, and then the governments of the world decided, we'll relinquish our power and give it to the AI robot to manage our Earth for us. And we'll let the AI decide what's the best option for certain scenarios. We'll ask it. It'll give us the answer and we'll agree to it and we'll implement it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
What do we do with the Arabs and the Muslims in the Middle East? What do we do?
First of all, those are the ones to be worried about.
Kill them all.
Nuke them.
Make them atheists. Next.
Just annihilate.
If they're atheists, they'll be friends.
Yeah, so what do you think the highlight is going to be for the thing? What do you think is going to be the cuff?
Damn.
We know that they're going to say he's a sexist bigot. We know all the charges. They're the same charges. They don't change.
I hope that he asks her, why don't you just do it now? I did what I said I was going to do when I was in office. Why don't you just do it now?
Okay, so best play for Trump would be to grill her on... Grill her...
Her current record.
On her current... Yeah, so his thing is going to be...
The borders are.
All of those things that's current that she is claiming to do... But isn't doing right now.
You know what would be smart?
They can't ask each other questions.
What? They can't talk to each other.
Yikes. Only the teleprompters have the questions and moderate that's fine. Between.
What if I was Trump? Bro. I mean, you know Kamala Harris is
going to
do this.
Just because they can't ask the questions doesn't mean they're not going to.
If I was Trump, I would hire a team to be Jamie's and be like, look. Whenever I talk about something and I give it a fact, I want you to look it up and tweet it right away. You know what I'm saying? And just let the world know, hey, if you're watching the debate, follow my feed on Twitter.
I think his killer line would be this.
It's because you'd be in jail.
That was
only Rosie O'Donnell.
That was last time. Right. This time it's going to be not only you could do it right now, but to add in that extra, oh, that's right. That's because no one's really running the country.
Ooh,
you couldn't do it right now.
You couldn't do it right now. Because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
Because Biden's not in charge.
Who's in charge, Kamala?
Who's in charge, Kamala?
And then that's when she rips her face off. She's a robot.
<Da-da-da-da>! That's what I think. I think that's the...
Damn, I want to watch it now.
That's why. And, you know,
what's going to happen is I'm going to sleep. I'm going to wake up.
We're not sports niggas. Me and this nigga right here, we are not sports niggas.
Don't let this Nets hat fool you. I don't watch basketball. I do play baseball, though.
Stop it. You just want to slap niggas' asses.
I play softball, baby.
I honestly think that... So we don't do sports. But when it comes to this, we don't even really do politics. I mean, I don't consider myself a politician that loves the game.
I just love talking... I like talking about...
I like the drama.
I like talking about topics that are drama. That's why I like talking about religion and politics. I like the drama.
The drama. And most people don't want to because they get emotional behind it. It's like, well, relax. Just talk about it. I don't care if you want to bag or disrespect Jesus. That's your opinion. I don't give a shit.
It's the logic. It's the not the emotion. It's the logic. I could talk to you about logic about it, but I won't get emotional about it. You know what I mean?
So when you're watching the beats, you're just watching it for...
I want to hear the facts. I want to hear what you got to say,
Because it's at the end of the day, for most people that don't follow any of this shit, that voter, plenty of people that I've spoken to that we know in our lives, they're just voting on what, you know, what feels better to them as a candidate.
That's what the debates are. They're less about the facts and more about how you feel about hearing what
How did you speak? Did they seem presidential?
And you know who revealed that? I think it was JFK. Because he was debating Nixon for the first time ever, they televised it. And before they even started, everybody knew JFK was going to win because Nixon was ugly compared to JFK.
Nixon.
And they were like, right away, we already know he's going to win.
He looked like Count Dracula.
So they knew right away he was going to win, no matter what was going to be said, because it's more about feelings and not about...
That's funny because that's how the conservatives, the Republicans, Trump's people, Trump himself felt after he got shot.
It's about the optics.
We got this. Optics? I just took a bullet from America?
Miracle.
And then they murdered. Then they murdered his whole entire... They buried that story.
In less than a month, we forgot about it.
Bro,
one of the running presidents of the United States got shot at his ear.
And what's happening with that?
What, the guy? He's dead.
There's nothing to be done, right?
There's nothing. They got rid of the lady that did it. The Secret Service, the person that ran it, they got rid of her.
That's it.
Papa. Oh, no.
Oh, no. There's no investigation.
What's they going to investigate? They investigated. That's it.
We know the person.
They did a horrible job of protecting. That was it.
We know the person who did it. He no longer exists. There's no trial for that. And the people who were responsible for ensuring that this shit wouldn't have gone down is no longer there. And then
in the basement of the White House, there's a whiteboard that says assassinate Trump, and they cross it out.
Damn it. Fuck, we missed that chance.
But the next one is what? Debate. If they would have killed Trump.
I don't think they could now.
Who's they?
That's the question. You heard? Let us know who the hell
who they. Is they?
Who is they? You guys know who it is. You're not telling us. Don't be afraid like Alex Jones.
Comment down below who they are.
Peace. We out.
Probably Jewish.